Om Shanti. 24th June 2019, Monday. Slogan: put the imperishable government stamp and on whatever thoughts you have, and you will stay strong. Put the imperishable government stamp on whatever thoughts you have, and you will stay strong. So Baba is talking about thoughts, and thoughts are the most important things in life, because we are what we think, because we become what we think. Thoughts of greatness leads to greatness. Thoughts of inferiority leads to inferiority. Thoughts of jealousy leads to jealousy. Thoughts of vices leads to the vicious existence. Thoughts of virtues makes one virtuous. So everything depends upon thoughts. What distinguishes person A from person B is their thoughts. And thoughts, when they go on for a long time, they convert into sanskars, habits. So it's the thoughts. That's why yesterday's Murli also Baba said, make your thoughts powerful, make your thoughts strong. If you have strong, powerful thoughts, you will become Mayajit. If you have strong, powerful thoughts, you will have meeting with God. If you have strong, powerful thoughts, whatever you think, say, you will do the same. If you have powerful thoughts, there would be greenery in your life. So everything depends upon the thoughts, and so much importance should be paid to the thoughts. The stray thoughts that keep on coming in the mind all the time. The mind is never without thinking. It's always thinking something or other. And that's why to make these thoughts elevated is the goal of this life. To make it powerful. Because if you want to become powerful, you have to make your thoughts powerful. Without making the thoughts powerful, one cannot become powerful. And here Baba is saying, put the imperishable government stamp. When God comes, He establishes the Pandav government. He establishes the imperishable government. Whatever thoughts I have, and when I put the stamp of this imperishable government, it means the thoughts become authorized. It means that whatever thoughts I have that are accepted by the supreme authority, that means these thoughts are very pure, and the supreme authority is extremely pure, and that's why only pure thoughts are accepted. The impure ones are rejected. If we analyze our mind, and if we just take 24 hours, what all thoughts we had in the last 24 hours, and if we collect all those thoughts, put them in one basket and offer it to God, how many of those thoughts He will accept? That's one question. Will He accept all our thoughts? All our thoughts, where are they? Are they of the past? Hurts? Traumas? Are they consist of worries, stresses, tensions, future anxieties and insecurities? What are those thoughts? So thought management is the most important thing. In fact, life management means thought management. Time management means thought management. So the greatest effort or the purusharth is thought management. And how do we elevate our thoughts? Baba gave the answer in yesterday's Murli. It's a Murli. So there are waste thoughts. So wherever there is a waste, powerful is not there. The waste thoughts bring you down. In the waste thoughts, all the energy is destroyed. In the waste thought, time is destroyed. Or in the waste thought, all the enthusiasm is destroyed. Baba said so many things in yesterday's Murli. So, when the thoughts are waste, the personality becomes waste. When the thoughts are elevated, when the thoughts are powerful, we become powerful. So everything depends on the what sort of thoughts we have. And yesterday Baba said, the one and the most, only one reason for waste thought is lack of churning of knowledge. Three stages Baba described about Murli. What were they? So the first stage was just listening. So listening is just the first stage, it's not the final stage. And we cannot become self-complacent and telling ourselves that yes, we have listened to today's Murli. But to what extent I have allowed that Murli to sink in, I have allowed that Murli to go deep within me, how much I have accommodated that Murli within me, how much I have let that Murli go within. And third stage is to become the embodiment. To what extent I have become embodiment. The first stage, Baba said, you become happy, you become intoxicated. The first stage you sing, you are happy. But that is just till that time. After that what? The sweetness, the ras finishes once you stop listening. So that's why there should be the next step. And the next step is allowing it to go within. And for that you need silence. And for that you need deep silence and solitude. Today is Mamma's day. And Mamma had one beautiful habit. Wherever she would go, she would search for silence. Whenever she would go to any new place, the first question that she would ask was, what was the first question she would ask? Where is the terrace? Because she would love silence. And that's why it was her lifetime habit to get up early in the morning at 2 o'clock and to do yoga as well as churn knowledge. That's why she is known as the goddess of knowledge. So this second process is very important. This second step saves you from waste thoughts. Otherwise, throughout the day, we don't know what thoughts are coming and what thoughts are going. They are just the stray, ordinary, negative thoughts, ordinary thoughts, thoughts of the past, thoughts of future, thoughts of anxiety, worry, stress, tension, insecurities. So second stage is very important, where we start churning knowledge. Take any point of knowledge and churn it deeply. Take any one point of knowledge and churn it very in depth. The more we churn, and the biggest advantage of churning is it saves us from wasting time. It saves us from wasting time. And the third step is becoming Swarup, becoming embodiment. Here is the step we become powerful, so much powerful that we make others powerful. How much powerful we become? That we make others powerful. So this is the, these are the three steps of Murli churning. Listening, accommodating it within, and becoming embodiment. But for these three stages, so many things are needed. Listening means listening with concentration, just as Mamma, whatever she would listen, she would remember. It's told in the Yajna history that Baba would tell that, narrate the Murli. After that he will ask Mama just to revise it, and she would revise it, and she never ever took any paper in her hand, and she would recite it straight from the memory. Such strong memory comes only with a very pure mind. It's impossible to have a very strong memory power without the purity of mind. So listening is not just listening, but listening with understanding, listening with concentration, and allowing it to sink in means how much interest one should have in knowledge. So a lot of interest is needed in knowledge. Interest, understanding, listening, visualization, discussion, thinking on it, churning on it, visualizing it. So many things have to be done. And then ultimately you become the very embodiment of knowledge. So, this is all about thought management. How do we manage our thoughts? We cannot directly control thoughts. Because if you make a direct attack, they are rebellious. They will revolt back. These thoughts, they are, sometimes they are very deceptive. A person makes lot of promises, oaths, pledges, but everything falls down. Why? Because mind is very trickster. Mind is very tricky. It cheats. You never understand what is happening. A person thinks that, okay, today I will not fight. Today morning I had a fight with my friend. And throughout the day he makes resolution that I will not fight, I will not fight, I will not fight. In the evening he goes and fights. This is what happens. For example, a husband had a fight with his wife. Very clamorous fight. And the man goes to his office. In the office he realizes that it was my mistake. I should not have fought. He realizes it deeply that it is my mistake. And by afternoon he thinks, okay, once I go I'll say sorry. By evening he thinks I should take some gift also. Simply saying sorry is not enough. So look at the thoughts. In the morning there was a fight. By afternoon there is some repentance. And then there is a planning. And then he thinks I should take one flower also. And then she purchases a gift. And he says that once he goes, he will not start the argument. He will simply keep shut. Or even if he will accept his own defeat. So he reaches home. And the flower is kept at one side. And he starts talking and there is a next argument. And there is a next more ferocious fight than that was in the morning. So what has happened? It's the same man. If you look at the thought pattern, the person has tried to think, yes, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, and yet everything failed. Why? You cannot directly attack thoughts. You have to make a backdoor entry. And the backdoor entry is churning knowledge. Because there would come some point of knowledge that would help us in deeper understanding of things. Without deeper understanding, things will not work. Complete understanding is complete freedom. If you want to get rid of something, you have to understand it fully. If a smoker wants to get rid of smoking, he has to understand smoking in depth. Then only he will get rid of smoking. He should understand the futility of smoking. He should understand the wastefulness of smoking. He should understand the damage the smoking is causing to me. In the similar manner, a soul should understand how much this sanskar, this habit, this weakness is damaging the personality. Then only one can get rid of it, otherwise not. So it's all about thoughts. So that's why Baba is saying, put the imperishable government stamp on whatever thoughts you have and you will become strong. So whatever thoughts we have, if you want stamp to be put on that, you have to improve the quality of those thoughts. And what are the best thoughts in the world? What are the best thoughts? What thoughts we should have? Positive? That is one. Filled with good wishes. In yesterday's Murli, while talking with party number one, Baba said, you are fearless. Why? Because you are nirvayar. You don't have any enemy. Because you have the vision of brotherhood. Because you have good wishes and pure feelings for each and every soul of the world. And that's why you are fearless. You are fearless because You are protected in the fort of remembrance. You are fearless because you are Yogyukt. You are fearless because you have Lagan. You are fearless because you have one mantra, My Baba. So many things were there. Why you are fearless? Because you are fearless because you are under the canopy. That's why you are fearless. So there were 6 points about safety in Brahmin life. That's different. Now come back. So our thoughts should be positive. Our thoughts should be filled with good wishes and pure feelings. Then how should be our thoughts? Very pure. How should be our thoughts? Very, very pure. What else? Benevolent. They should be filled with the feeling of benevolence. Unless and until the spirit of philanthropy arises in it. Unless and until there is a sense of benevolence within us. Such thoughts are not accepted. The thoughts which are selfish are not accepted. The thoughts should be selfless. And then powerful. Baba said in yesterday's Murli, each one of you is a brick. Even if one brick becomes weak, there's a chance that the wall will crash. Each one of you is the brick of this yajna. So your thoughts should be very powerful. So thoughts should be powerful. What else? They should be as much as possible away from the body consciousness. Because thoughts of body consciousness attracts vices. What else? Filled with mercy and filled with compassion. Better word is compassion. So they should be filled with compassion for all the souls of the world. What else? How should be our thoughts? So that Baba will put his stamp. He is like the officer who is sitting and you are going with an application. And he sees the form, oh, it's incomplete, it's not correct, go back. It's rejected. So many deficiencies. He has a checklist. He sees, are they compassionate? Are they benevolent? Are they selfless? Are they pure? Are they powerful? Are they filled with good wishes? He has a checklist. Otherwise, you know, if they don't have checklist, people would blame him. That why this person is selected, why I am not selected? Oh, you are doing partiality. There is a favoritism here also. That's why in order to avoid favoritism, he has a checklist. So whenever the new application comes, he sees that all these things are filled. Name is there, address is there, qualification is there, name is there, everything should be filled. So he has a checklist about thoughts. So if you go with your application of thoughts, he will see, okay, everything is okay, but there are some waste thoughts in between. So go back, come next year. Admission denied. This is not an ordinary university. In those universities, if you go, is it so easy to get admission? You should have merit list. Then only you get admission. This is a university where you come out and become kings and queens. So is it so easy? There you become ordinary engineer and ordinary doctors. So how should be our thoughts? What more? They should be honest. They should be transparent. There should not be deception. There should not be double standards. What else? There should be very great thoughts. Thoughts of greatness make one great. They should not be ordinary thoughts. They should not be limited thoughts. They should be unlimited great thoughts. What else? Love. They should be loveful thoughts. Also love for divine love. But also they should be very loveful thoughts. If the thoughts are tinged with hatred, with dislike, with jealousy, with grudge, Baba may not accept it. So thoughts should be full of love. Love for entire humanity. Love for everyone. Spiritual love. What else? Elevated thoughts. What else? Inspiring thoughts. What else? Creative thoughts. There should be new thoughts every time. New thoughts. What else? What else? Humility. They should not be arrogant. So they should be virtuous. They should be filled with self-respect. They should be as thought of Baba. Just as his thoughts are elevated, so also our thoughts should be elevated, and for the whole world. So make the thoughts powerful. As Baba said, when the thoughts are powerful, you become the embodiment of remembrance. When the thoughts are powerful, you have meeting with God. When thoughts are powerful, you become Mayajit. When thoughts are powerful, you attain success. When thoughts are powerful, whatever you think, that happens. When thoughts are powerful, your life becomes full of greenery. Yes? What? Energy of? So they should be your thoughts. Your thoughts should be like dynamite. They should, once thrown, they should explode. They should be like bombs, thought bombs, filled with spiritual energy. So once you throw one bomb anywhere, that should explode. Just as a drop of ink. A drop of ink makes millions think. Just a drop of ink. A writer's pen. A journalist's pen. He writes one drop ink. That will make thousands of lakhs and millions think in the similar manner. One thought will make thousands think. Okay. So that's what we have to do. Put the imperishable government stamp, and what thoughts you have, you will become strong. Om Shanti.